Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. When you're raising cattle, you're producing beef, and consumers expect that beef to be sustainably produced. Sustainable beef production is the focus of the 2017 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, February 24th in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Keynoter will be John Butler, current president of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Other leading players of the beef business will discuss how we raise beef the right way, and cattle market analyst Daryl Peel will offer a market outlook. To register, go to noble.org/agevents or call 580-224-6376.
The makers of Black Label Zinc understand you didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Label Zinc uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Label Zinc. It's phosphate done better.
Lots of Democratic criticism, but at the end of the day, the votes were there on Friday for confirmation of Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt to be the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. One senator speaking strongly in favor of Mr. Pruitt, Oklahoma's senior senator Jim Inhofe.
Almost every Democrat who stood up and said the despairing things about Scott Pruitt and talked about he has sued the EPA countless times, their attorney general from their state has also sued the EPA.
In the minds of most folks in the agricultural community, suing EPA actually a badge of honor, especially when you're talking about suing EPA during the Gina McCarty years under President Barack Obama. Agricultural groups were cheering Friday after that confirmation vote. Even the National Farmers Union seems pleased. Their lobbyist, Rob LaRue, at the American Farmers and Ranchers Convention over the weekend in Norman, Oklahoma.
I think that there's a lot of optimism about what we might be able to see there and where we might be able to see some regulatory relief. Quite frankly, the other thing with both Pruitt and Purdue is making sure that you have USDA and EPA talking together. And I think that that's anytime you can get those agencies talking together and understanding the needs, I think it's going to be beneficial for everyone.
Senator Pat Roberts, the chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee, also supportive of Mr. Pruitt, saying that during the Gina McCarty era, the EPA has been not just tone deaf to the needs and concerns of rural America, it's been downright adversarial. He believes Mr. Pruitt will lead an EPA that is more respectful of agriculture and will work to restore the trust of farmers, ranchers, and rural Americans. Speaking of Senator Roberts, he has planned a field hearing on getting prepared for the 2018 Farm Bill. Perspectives on the 2018 Farm Bill from Kansas is the name of the hearing that has been set for this Thursday, February 23rd, at the McCain Auditorium at Kansas State in Manhattan. Still no details, even as the time or the number of folks that will be testifying that day, primarily from Kansas Agriculture, before Senator Roberts and his Senate Agriculture Committee. American Farmers and Ranchers, with their annual convention over this last weekend in Norman, two of their board of directors were reelected at their 2017 meeting. Terry Peach out of Northwestern Oklahoma reelected with 52% of the vote in his race. Bob Holly from Antlers reelected from Southeastern Oklahoma, also with 52% of the vote in his race. Three new board members being seated: Garrett Barnett from Tahlequah, Mason Mungle from Norman, and Kendall Nichols from Ringwood. You've got farm news on Ron. Superior Livestock coming live to Oklahoma City with their regular every other week auction, broadcasting live from Embassy Suites on South Meridian. It'll be happening on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting 8 a.m., offering over 33,000 head of cattle, including over 16,000 yearlings, 11,000 weaned calves. For details, check out SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock, live from Oklahoma City, February 23rd. At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.